Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. Make sure you go to my website, Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's, Tuddle.net. When you go to that website, you're going to be able to find every single place you'll be able to find me online. It's like one-stop shopping when it comes to all things Tuttle. Yes, I'm a douchebag. Talking about myself in the third person. I don't know how long of a show that I'm going to be able to do today. I'm trying to do my best. Got a lot of news audio that I want to play for you, but the reason why I was talking about I don't know how long I'm going to be able to go is that I talked about this with Ciroc. I don't know if you guys had a chance to listen to the bonus show that I did over the weekend. I'm having a major side effect from my second Moderna shot. And it's given me something called COVID tongue. And you would think when it's called COVID, you're like, oh, well, you've never had COVID. No. One of the side effects from the Moderna shot is something called COVID tongue. And I cannot drink enough water without my mouth being dry. I had something that's called like a fissured tongue, where your tongue actually starts to get some cracks on it. Been getting this white film on my tongue as well too. And everything that I've read so far is that they say that the shot kind of dehydrates you. And that's kind of something that I've been having to deal with. I've been drinking plenty of water. It's like I'm pissing every 5 to 10 minutes from the amount of water that I'm drinking every single day. So I'm just giving you a heads up. Really don't know how long I'm going to be able to go today. First couple of pieces of audio that I want to play for you today is talking a little bit about the people that, you know, have never been to Florida before. Everybody hears those stories about Florida Man. Seems like every single story you hear about, you're like, especially if it's a crazy story, ends up happening in Florida. You know, Billy Corbin, the guy that did the documentary for The U, Cocaine Cowboys, Screwball, all those great sports documentaries. He had a great quote. He said, Florida is a sunny place for shady people to hide.
Calvin, and the incidents reported by these women, just disgusting. They tell investigators that they would pull up to this intersection right here. That man would get their attention somehow, usually by waving, and then begin exposing himself. But what's concerning to those investigators is they worry this man may go too far and eventually hurt someone.
I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying what this guy is doing, that it's right. No, it's not at all. It's actually really, really disgusting. You know, a lot of people have fetishes, you know, that they're not even wanting to touch the people. They're not even wanting to have sex with the people. You know, I mean, everybody's heard of the trench coat flashers, the people that just like to show their, like, nude body to the opposite sex. Hell, some of them might even do it to the same sex. But I don't know. Like, I love how the word disgusting. Yes, it is disgusting, but man, you're kind of overselling the word disgusting. And who knows? Like, I mean, like I said, it's definitely against the law what the guy is doing, but how do we know, like, oh, he's going to take it to the next level? One of the last things you want to do, especially if you're on a major highway, and say that you are with your chick, your girlfriend, your wife, whoever it may be, and you're wanting to get some Riz His. And if you don't know what Riz His is, that's Roadhead. Last thing you want to do is get roadhead while you're going by a trucker, because a trucker has like a bird's eye view of all the regular cars that are out there, and they do get to see a lot of things that a lot of other motorists don't get to see.
You are looking at who police say is a man who continues to expose himself to women while in traffic.
These lewd and lascivious acts have happened at least 2 times in the past month, and usually in the afternoon.
Investigators with the Broward Sheriff's Office say the incidents were brought to their attention by the drivers who found themselves stopped at a traffic light on Hillsborough Boulevard and State Road 7 in Parkland. They say when they looked over, they could see this man appearing to get their attention.
Once again, I got to be real careful about some of the comments that I'm making. But you have to admit that there are probably some women out there that would probably take it as a compliment if the guy was like flashing himself or kind of masturbating, because there are some women like, oh man, he must think that I'm pretty hot because he's jacking it while we're waiting at a red light. And come on, all guys have probably done this. I'm not saying masturbate until completion, but look, I'll admit, I've played around with myself a little bit, you know, on long road trips by myself. Yeah, you'll do that because you get bored. You do get bored on long road trips. But to do it at a red light, I mean, come on now, man. And why were these people? First thing I would do if I was a woman or a man that he exposed, I'd break out my camera. I would get video. I would write down his license plate, whatever. But who knows? This guy probably has stolen plates or whatever to be able to do that, because you definitely don't want to jack it if you have a plate that can come back to you.
While in his car, he waves at female drivers to grab their attention, and once they look over, he starts exposing himself.
Witnesses reporting not only does the man expose himself, but he then begins pleasuring himself. And what's concerning to law enforcement now is they worry the man may become even more brazen.
Like I said earlier, this is what these people get off on. Just because they're like exhibitionists and stuff, and I'm not saying that it's right. I still got to cover my ass every single time I make a comment like this. What this guy is doing is completely wrong. And if I was in a car with my chick, or I could find this guy, yeah, he's definitely catching a beating. But why do we automatically have to jump to conclusion that this guy is going to become more brazen? That's not what he's into. He's not a rapist. He is just an exhibitionist, and he's wanting to show it off. And I'm sure, look, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm telling you right now, like, if you're wanting to show off as a man with what you got, I mean, he's got to be carrying a big-ass hog. And by hog, I mean a big penis. Because, well, you know what? Some men are into the micro-penis thing. Do you ever watch the TV show Euphoria with Zendaya? There's a guy on there. He likes to be humiliated because of his small penis. But for the most part, I got to tell you right now, like, if I had like a 10-inch dick or something, yeah, I would be more like inclined to go to a nude beach just to show off. But no. And I'm not saying that I'm below average. I'm a little above average per se, but I'm also not comfortable enough of flashing it out there or going to some nude beach or something.
Who knows? Does he want to escalate this? I mean, he's bold enough to do this to begin with.
Detectives now encouraging drivers who may find themselves in a similar situation to consider your safety first and then call police.
When you can, do not try to engage. Go ahead and call 911 when you're able to do so.
This is just a serious question. What if this is really, really worked out for the guy? Like, I mean, all right, so yes, it is against the law to expose yourself to somebody in public, but what if a chick sees it and she's like, oh man, oh my God, what the hell? Is this guy like a human tripod or something? Yeah, I gotta get some of that. So, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like not an audio pickup line. It's more of a physical, not physical, because that would mean touching, but just like, all right, hey, look at what I'm working with. How much easier would things be in our lives? Because a lot of clothes, you know, kind of cover things up and stuff. Because I've been in that position where I have been talking to a girl or a girl there or a woman that I thought was attractive. And then when I finally see her nude for the first time, I'm like, ooh, okay. All right. I mean, it's kind of like unwrapping a present. You shake it around on Christmas Eve, trying to figure out what is in it. But not this case. I mean, wouldn't things be a lot more easier if we didn't have all these clothes that covered up our flaws and stuff, and you could actually see what you're interested in? Maybe this is what this guy's doing. And maybe some women might like it, and some women might take it as a compliment. But not in this case. I say for the most part, this guy is a complete scumbag.
And as we come back out live, you can see the Broward Sheriff deputies now patrolling this area. Fortunately,
oh, come on. I mean, unless that they're in an unmarked car or something. I mean, because if you're a serial flasher, I'm sure that you're pretty good at what you do. If you're considered a serial flasher, that you're going to look around. You're going to look around if 5-0 or law enforcement officer is around. You're definitely going to look around and be like, all right, cop, no cop. All right, let me whip out my penis and just expose myself to these women.
We're told that neither of those women were injured in any of this, but investigators say they now want to hear from other victims that may be out there. If you happen to be watching, if you recognize the man in that picture, you are urged to contact Broward Crime Stoppers. That number, 954-493-TIPS. For now, here in the city of Parkland, Roy Ramos, Local 10 News.
And if the town Parkland sounds familiar, that is also the same town down in South Florida where that scumbag, that student, went in and shot up a lot of people. You know, that Eric Hogg or, well, I didn't even mean to make that segue. Eric Hogg, I think that was his first name. I know his last name is Hogg. So, it does not shock me that a guy is showing his hog. And then one of the kids that, like, benefited, I'm not saying benefited off of it, but he kind of became a star. A lot of people thought that he wasn't even there the day of the shooting. His last name is Hogg. So you got one kid that survived the school shooting, allegedly, and then you got another guy that's showing his hog. Now, the next story that I'm going to talk about, there's no wiggle room on this one. This guy is a complete scumbag. He needs to be just put down, in my opinion, because this martial arts teacher or instructor, whatever you want to call them, oh, yeah, he was putting cameras in the dressing room in his dojo and was taking pictures of people that were taking his class.
Police say it was a 17-year-old that found two cameras in a bathroom. She even confronted the instructor. Police say he tried to destroy that evidence. Those cameras are found inside his studio here in Pembroke Pines.
Once again, this is exactly what I complain about all the time when it comes to the local news, not giving us details. You said bathrooms, but by bathrooms, does that cover the locker rooms and the toilets or whatever? Because there are some sickos out there that like the toilet cams. They'll pick cameras in the toilet bowl because, you know, there are fetishes of men that like watching women piss or do whatever. I'm not trying to be graphic. I'm not trying to be a shock jock or anything like that. But like I said, the news does not give you the hard evidence, the details that we all need to know. Like, was this guy using toilet cams? Did he have cameras in the locker rooms to watch the girls undress? Come on. It is your job as a reporter to be as detailed as possible. I've talked about this. Ron Bennington, one of the first radio shows that I ever worked on, he said, you can never be too descriptive. the radio, the airwaves is your canvas. Your voice is the paint and the brush. And they can't see what's going on. So you have to describe everything as detailed as possible as you can.
64-year-old Robert Franco is accused of video voyeurism and tampering with evidence at his martial arts studio in Pembroke Pines. Pembroke Pines police said in a release, quote, a female student noticed two hidden cameras placed within picture frames on a shelf located in the academy's restroom.
All right, so now we are kind of narrowing it down a little bit. It was in the restroom. So were the camera in the toilet? Like, I mean, do we ever, like, I always, okay, I'm not trying to get gross here, but as a man, I don't know if women do this. Like, say you're doing a number two. Like, you always, okay, there's a couple of things. As a man, I don't know, maybe I'm weird. When I wipe, I always look at the paper just to see what kind of horrors lie beneath. And then I will look in the bowl to kind of, like, observe and inspect what I just excreted out of my body. So, yeah, I mean, I would be most likely able to catch a toilet cam if something like that happened, but I don't know if chicks do that. I don't know if women look at the paper. I don't know if women, like, look in the toilet to see what they just put out of their body, but I know this guy was doing it to a bunch of females. I know dudes, for the most part, probably do the exact same thing that I'm talking about, but I need more details on this. It's not like I need more details. What this guy did was completely wrong because it was filming minors without their knowledge. So, yeah, this guy is a scumbag. He is most likely a pedophile. And like I said, he needs to be put down like a rabid dog.
The content has been a wide variety of victims being exposed at a time that's most sensitive to the victims.
Do you guys remember the first Zombieland movie? Not that hunk of junk sequel that they did? Zombieland Double Tap? They also waited way too long before they did the sequel. But if you remember the movie, he was pooping, using the restroom. You're at your most vulnerable moments when you're taking a dump or you're going number one. Yes, you are. Luckily, guys, we can stand up and pee, so we're kind of good on that part. But women, like, I always used to have this fear because we live in Florida. You hear stories all the time about snakes and stuff coming up through the plumbing. Could you imagine, like, as a guy, we're kind of at a disadvantage because our most sensitive areas are on the outside, which I'm talking about our testicles. Yeah, could you imagine, like, if a boa constrictor or a water moccasin, a rattlesnake, whatever it may be, came up out of the toilet and bit you right on your sack? Yeah, yeah. Guys, we're already at a disadvantage because, you know, I was reading a story. The reason why males' testicles are on the outside is because they need to be at a certain temperature. I'm not trying to say that, you know, we're at a disadvantage from women. You know, I think, you know, I don't believe in God, but if there was a God, he kind of leveled the playing field. Yeah, women have got to go through their periods every single month. And our testicles, one of the most sensitive areas, is just hanging out there like a boxing speed bag for anything and everything to hit.
Police say they seized a phone, computer, and videos of people undressing and using the studio bathroom. According to Franco's website, he's been teaching martial arts for 30 years and served in the military. He went to his listed address, but no one was home.
Let me just give you a little bit of an insider trade thing. You know, I don't understand why these reporters go to these people that are accused of horrible things and knocking on their door, expecting them to just open up the door and just give you an interview. Fuck no, they're not going to do that. Why would they do that? They do that just to make it look like, hey, look at us. We're trying. We're trying to be edgy. We're trying to get out there and we're trying to interview this scumbag karate teacher that had cameras in the bathroom to watch minors undress. No, of course not. This guy is not going to answer the door. Even if the guy is innocent and he was set up, I'm telling you right now, I'm not stepping out. I'm not answering the door to be able to answer any of your questions that could be used against me in the court of law.
Police say if it was not for that 17-year-old student, the arrest might have never happened.
When this young female first confronted Master Franco, he destroyed some of the physical evidence.
Right now, Franco is facing two charges, but police say as more victims come forward, there will be added charges. What's even more disturbing about this is police believe those cameras were in that bathroom since March when Franco took this studio over. They also say that he did give an explanation of the cameras, but police say it was not reasonable enough.
Wait a minute. How are you going to bring up the excuse and not tell us what the excuse is? How do you explain having cameras inside the bathroom? I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how do you explain that there are cameras in the dojo's bathroom. What are you, is somebody like stealing toilet paper? Oh yeah, the reason I got the cameras in the women's bathroom is because, you know, toilet paper with the pandemic. Remember how there was a toilet paper shortage during the coronavirus pandemic last year? The same one that we're still going through? Because everybody was like, holy crap, we're going to run out of toilet paper. Is that the reason? Is that his excuse? Is he going to blame it on COVID-19?
If you believe you were a victim or your child may have been a victim, we have information on how to contact police on our website, local10news.com. For now, we're live in Pembroke Pines, Bridget Matter, Local 10.
Anyways, I just wanted to start off the show kind of playing a couple of stories that came from Florida. I'm not doing this to make the state of Florida look bad, because I'm really proud to be a Florida cracker. A lifelong Floridian, born and raised in the pretty much Central Florida. I know that's not something to brag about, that you haven't done a lot of traveling, you haven't moved anywhere. But yeah, I'm proud to be a Floridian, but I also understand how people look at us throughout the world, especially here in the United States, because, you know, they came up with that term, they coined that term, Florida man. You know, a lot of these hack-ass morning radio shows will do some of these bits where they'll be like, all right, come on, we're going to read you a news story and we're going to have listeners call in and you got to guess, Florida or not Florida. Yeah, that gets done all the time. Going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions, comments, concerns, compliments, or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. If you'd like to reach out to me, I would love to get as much interaction from the people as I can. I'm still working on building this studio. And it's going to be done. I know that I've been talking about it for quite some time. And hopefully, once I get the studio built, I will be able to take some phone calls. Because my plan is, once I get the studio done, I'm going to start doing a two-hour live stream every single morning. Then taking that audio and then putting it up for podcasts to be able to be downloaded. Because I know a lot of people, they're busy in the morning and they might not be able to catch it. So I think it would be cool to be able for people to be able to watch it live on YouTube or watch it later on YouTube, as well as listening to the audio version on my podcast. But if you'd like to interact, if you want to comment on any of the stuff that I talk about, or you would just like to tell me I suck, there's two ways you can do that right now. You can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two Ds, Tuddle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. 407-270-3044. The next news story that I'm going to play for you, I want to talk a little about a little bit about Holy Land. And a lot of people don't even know that there's a theme park in Orlando that is Jesus religious themed. And I know a lot of people are like, well, why the fuck would I go to a park that is religious themed? And also at the same time, I've always thought this is complete absolute bullshit that Holy Land here in Orlando would give a free day. They would open up the park for anybody and everybody, free admission, to be able to come into the park and enjoy the theme park just so they can get tax exemption. I've always, and I will stand by this until the day that I die, I think churches need to be taxed, because look at all these mega churches. Now, I will say this. Some of the smaller churches with a small congregation, maybe not tax them, but the mega churches, you know, like a Pat Robertson or that Joel Osteen scumbag, you know, the one that has all these jets, $1,000 suits, stretch limousines, everything you can imagine, like he's living high on the hog. Yeah, those guys need to be taxed, especially the Catholic Church with all the pedophilia, sexual abuse towards children. Yeah, they all need to be taxed. I was pissed off. I talked about this last year, that the government actually gave them money to help bail them out. I don't think any company, any organization that does not pay taxes, they do not deserve a dime of my taxpaying money. What happened to the separation of church and state? What if I'm not a Catholic? What if I do not believe in their child abuse, like, methods that they have? I don't want my taxpaying money, my hard-earned money, going to the Catholic Church. But Holy Land, if you don't know about Holy Land, here, I'll give you an example about something that they do at Holy Land, because I'm sure a lot of people are probably like, oh, well, I mean, what kind of entertainment do they have at Holy Land? I think they do this like two or three times a day. They reenact the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. They got all the Romans out there, and they got this guy. You know, I mean, it's probably a pretty good paying gig. This guy that plays Jesus. I mean, that's where the whole character that Daniel Dennis came up with, K-Rice, from Tom and Dan, A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. He used to call in as the guy that played Jesus Christ at Holy Land, because they would. And it was pretty gruesome with some of the stuff that they would do, because they would beat him. They would have fake blood and everything. They would put him up on the cross, put the crown of thorns on his head. Well, guess who just bought Holy Land? Another religious organization, which I also have a problem with. Do you realize Advent Health? It seems like Advent Health is everywhere right now. And everybody knows this. Advent Health is owned by a religious organization. And guess what Advent Health doesn't have to do? They don't have to pay taxes. They don't. They're tax exempt. And you know how they charge you $10 for a Tylenol that you could probably buy a bottle for like $6 at the bottle store, or at the dollar store? Yeah, they're charging like $10 for two Tylenol or two aspirin, any of that pain relief. I can't even imagine how they get away with this. And one of the reasons why I kind of have it out with Advent Health, I really was not happy at all with the treatment and the care that my dad got in his last month of his life. I've told this story. I've talked about it. You know, my mom was having a really, really hard time. She actually broke down and was almost having a panic attack. And I went to one of the charge nurses or a doctor. I said, listen, my mom needs to talk to somebody. You want to know what they told me? We'll get the chaplain. No, not what I meant. I don't want to talk to some religious fuck. I want to talk to a licensed therapist or psychiatrist, even though I don't trust those people at all either. But I would rather my mom talk to that person than some goddamn chaplain that's just going to talk about God. God has a plan. Your husband, your father, he's going to be in a better place. He's going to be in the arms of God. He's going to be at the pearly gates. No, guess what? Fuck you.
And many people I spoke with say the news of Advent Health buying Holy Land was surprising, but many wonder how the hospital system will use the land. The Holy Land experience will not be an experience anymore. The land will now be a home for health care. Documents show Advent Health has brought the land. In a statement, the company says, quote, Advent Health will make a significant investment in redeveloping the property to bring enhanced health care services to the community.
Another thing that I have a problem with about Advent Health, do you realize that they will not, like, if you're on your deathbed, and you're like, oh, man, I could really use some pork or I could really eat some shellfish. Guess what? You cannot get that if you're at Advent Health because it is against their religion. You know what? I was tempted to bring the biggest pork platter. Oh, the other thing that they can't eat, Adventists can't eat, is rabbit. I wanted to bring in a rabbit, a bunch of pork, and a bunch of shellfish. Whatever. I don't know what the technical term. I was actually going to make a big crab boil or maybe some crawfish, even though I'm not from Louisiana, just to piss them off. But yeah, I mean, I just don't get that. Like, why do you get to choose what I can or cannot eat? Because Advent Health here in Central Florida is almost becoming like a monopoly. And I'm wondering when the local government, state government, or even federal government is going to step in. Like, seriously, do we really, really need organized religion running our healthcare system, running our hospitals, doctors, and such? You know that I know some people that actually work for Advent Health. If you got piercings, tattoos, or anything like that, I know in most corporate settings or private businesses, they do get to make the rules. But come on. Like right now, you guys could use all the healthcare workers that you can. And you're telling me just because somebody has a tattoo, I know a person that actually has to wear long sleeves to work every single day because she has a, well, I shouldn't, yeah, anyways, I kind of blew that one, that she has tattoos on her arms. So she has to wear long sleeves, and I'm sure that's got to be annoying as fuck.
Details on our site plans will be released in the future.
And death.
Holy Land faced a number of setbacks over the last year and a half. First, in early 2020, cutting over 100 jobs and ending its theatrical shows.
I bet the actors that played Jesus Christ didn't get fired. Hell no. Could you imagine if you had to go to the guy that is an actor that's playing Jesus H. Christ and say, hey, you know, we're having tough times right now. Here's your pink slip. Or here's your walking papers. We're gonna give you like 6 months of unemployment, and then after that, you're done. We're not gonna pay you anymore, Jesus. Now, do you think baby Jesus would actually be safe? Because I do think they actually do have some babies that sit in for the manger scene on Holy Land and stuff. Do you think, I mean, how do you fire a baby? Do you fire the baby itself, or do you go to its parents and be like, listen, tough times here. We're not getting as many people in here, so we got to let your infant go. No, hell no. No, if anybody's safe, It would definitely have to be baby Jesus.
Then closing down as the pandemic began to hit.
It's being upwards of 90,000 people.
The park did open this past April for its annual free day, allowing the organization to keep its tax-exempt status.
Does anybody else have a problem with that? Like, okay, for the most part, all the religious, right, the churches, they were all bitching about, oh, it's my freedom of religion. You can't tell me that I can't gather at a church. No. You want to know what it is? They really didn't give a fuck about the health of their congregation, because if nobody's coming to church, guess what? They're not putting money in the collection plate. Just like Holy Land, they opened up the park that day to let everybody in for free just because they didn't want to have to pay taxes. Am I the only one that has a problem with this? I'm sure that a lot of people, or some people that listen to this show, are going to be offended by my opinions on this stuff. I don't judge you as a religious person. Do whatever you want to do. If you want to be a sucker and hand over your hard-earned money so the pastor or the preacher can live high on the hog, I know I've already used that word, can drive a nice car, maybe a nice Cadillac or a Mercedes, have a private jet, nice suits, eat prime rib. No, you guys are a bunch of goddamn suckers.
Many people I spoke with say they were surprised by the news.
I was shocked, man, because I wouldn't expect a hospital to buy it as far as the real estate, as far as like the whole land and stuff like that. But if they got a plan, they got a vision, I can't wait to see what they're going to do with it, because it's a lot of real estate.
Once again, they always interview the idiots. You know, you want to know what they're going to do with it? They want to cash in. They want to make as much money as they can. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of stuff for you. Today, it is a national leader in quality, safety, and patient satisfaction, comprised of 46 hospitals and 77,000 employees in the state of Florida. Now, this is where the hypocrisy comes in. Advent Health, formerly Adventist Health System, is a faith-based nonprofit healthcare system headquartered in Altamont Springs, Florida. All right, I call complete bullshit on that, because nonprofit? All right, so then why is my mom getting all these bills for my dad's month stay in the hospital? Now, I know that not everybody can be saved, but isn't the healthcare system kind of at an advantage here? Tell me what other business that you go to and you got to pay, even if they don't fix the problem. I would have a better faith in our healthcare system that, like, for example, my dad spent a month in there. They charged him for everything. They wanted to move him to DeLand from New Smyrna, and they did that, and they charged, like, extraordinary amount for the ambulance ride, which I get. People got to get paid. I know that they said they had 77,000 employees, but what business? Name me a business. You know, I told you how to get a hold of me, tuttle@gmail.com, or my voicemail, 407-270-3044. Tell me another business where that if they don't fix the problem, you still have to pay. That would be like bringing your car into a mechanic, you paying $1,000, and they couldn't fix the problem. I mean, I know that it's a little bit of a stretch when I say that, but it really, really is not that much of a stretch. I think the healthcare system should be set up. If you cannot save a patient, then why are you charging? I know that some people cannot be helped. I know some people are terminal, but I also think that it would be a little bit easier for everybody, because a lot of people don't go to the hospital. A lot of people don't have insurance because they can't pay the bill. So if you can't fix a problem, why should I still have to pay your dumbass religious fuckers?
Even though some agree the community will benefit from whatever Advent Health has planned, others wish the attraction could have survived.
I don't know why they want to sell it. I think it's sad. I think we're going to be missing out on that because it's a different experience. I don't know anywhere else that has a Holy Land, so it's crazy.
I've lived in Central Florida my whole life, and not once have I ever had the urge to go to Holy Land. And just to let you know, both of the guys that they interviewed are African Americans. And I'm not trying to say, I'm sure that these are just random people that they picked up off the street. I'm not trying to say African Americans are not religious. But I looked at the videos, and I can almost guarantee you neither one of the people that they interviewed has ever stepped foot on the parking, even the parking garage that Holy Land has. You know, I tried to go to Holy Land dressed up in a devil costume. Oh, man, they got me out there, got me out of there quicker than any other place that I've tried to do a dumbass radio bit at.
I did reach out to Holy Land to see how the decision was made to sell and why, but have not heard back at this time. We're in Orlando. Brian DeLay getting results, News 6.
So if you're a fan of talk radio, I'm sure you've heard most radio hosts talk about, oh man, we just have to deal with the dumbest callers that don't know what they want to say. They lose complete direction. And you just got to deal with complete idiots. You got to deal with trolls, just people wanting to bust your balls. And I don't think radio hosts, after you listen to this phone call, but 911 dispatchers, they don't get enough credit for having to deal. And I know that when people are calling into 911 that they are frantic, you know, they're not as have all their mental facilities or faculties with them. I know I screwed up there, but I'm not even going to edit it out. But this next 911 call, this guy was a complete dick, but also at the same time had a little bit of swagger.
Your address, sir?
4220 Winfrey, baby.
Is this guy like a pimp or something? Because when he calls into 911, he actually drops his address and calls the dispatcher baby.
I'm sorry, 4220 Winford?
4220.
What is the problem?
I'm crazy as hell.
Sir, are you in pain somewhere?
Yes, I got headaches in my leg and everything. I've been in a fucking fight.
So you want the paramedics to come and check you, correct?
You're going to send somebody here, you're going to fuck around on the phone.
The last thing you want to do when you need medical attention is to ask the woman that basically holds your life in her hands, are you going to send somebody or are you just going to fuck around? Because some people just don't like to be talked to that way. And if I was this dispatcher, I'd just be like, oh, well, I don't know. We must have lost a connection because nobody has home phones anymore. Like, I tell you guys all the time how to get a hold of me. If you actually have a landline at your home, I would love to hear from you because I really don't think anybody has a landline. You can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com, 407-270-3044. Because this 911 dispatcher could have easily been like, hello, I can't hear you. Hello? Hello? And just acted like we got disconnected. So the last thing you want to do is be a dick to the 911 dispatcher that you're talking to.
What apartment number are you in?
Motherfucker, what's wrong with your ass? How much schooling have you had?
What apartment number are you in?
I ain't no goddamn apartment. It's a town. House.
Is there really that much of a difference between an apartment and a townhouse? I mean, there really, really isn't. And why do you got to be rude? I bet this guy is high as fuck. And he probably got into a fight. Or it was a drug deal gone bad. And somebody shot him or knifed him. Who knows what this guy, what happened? But also at the same time, I know that the guy seems like he's being rude, but also at the same time, I think he's got a little bit of swagger. I can't decide. Is he being a dick or is he having swagger?
Okay, what kind of medical history do you have, sir?
I ain't no fucking doctor. I ain't no nurse either.
What's your name?
I'm Reverend Lowdown.
And what's the phone number that you're calling from?
Hey, I gave you the goddamn address. That's enough.
You can tell that this guy is an old head. Like, I mean, he's old school because he does talk like a pimp or just some type of guy that wore the platform shoes, had all the, like, just flashy clothes, probably walked with a cane, even though he didn't need it. Yeah. And in that cane probably was a sword. You know, those cane swords that you can get where you pull it out. And usually it's a cheap-ass blade that probably couldn't cut anything. Couldn't even cut paper. So what I'm trying to say is that this guy is either the swaggerish, I know that's not even a word, or he's just a complete asshole.
Is your phone number 407-883-5636?
Oh, shit. I'm not saying the guy. See, because a lot of people don't change their phone numbers, but 407 is the area code that Orlando reps. So, I mean, this definitely is a local story if the guy is repping a 407 area code.
Well, you know the fucking number. Why you ask me?
Because I need to confirm it with you, sir.
I mean, kudos to the 911 dispatcher that had to pick up this phone call. Because, I mean, this guy was being a complete dick, but she never lost her cool. One, never, never, ever came close to losing her cool at all. So, you know what? This woman definitely deserves Employee of the Month. Now, next story that I want to get into, my dad always used to tell me, there are no rules when it comes to fighting into a street fight. I'll give you an example. He always told me, you do what you got to do. If somebody's on top of you, just beating the absolute piss out of you, you do what you got to do to stop it. And my dad did bite off a piece of someone's ear that he got into a fight with when he was a kid. He really, really did. And I actually, because my dad told me that story when I was younger, my friend Derek, who became one of my greatest friends of all time, we ended up getting into a fight at Chuck Lennon baseball field in DeLeon Springs. And I already knew that I was going to get my ass beat because he was way bigger than I was. And I got in one good punch, and then he knocked the absolute piss out of me and then was on top of me, just pounding me, just beating me down, and I bit him in the tit. Well, the breast. I wouldn't say the nipple, but I bit him in the breast, and that stopped the beating. Like, it really, really did. And I know I got my ass ragged, hardcore, calling me a pussy for biting somebody that was beating the crap out of me. And then after my friend Derek got off of me, I ran like a little girl to the first adult that I could get to save the absolute just destroying that I was going to take after biting him. But I was able to get him off of me. And then we ended up becoming best friends. But in this next news story, this guy bit somebody's ear completely off.
New at 5, a Florida man is accused of biting another man's ear off during a fight in the Keys. The victim says James Len Williams is actually a friend and they were on vacation.
I mean, there's a lot of similarities. I know me and my friend Derek weren't friends at the time when we fought. I mean, we didn't hate each other, but I don't even remember. I mean, it was so long ago, I don't even realize why we ended up getting into a fight, but this dude bit his friend's ear off. Now, how much you want to bet? What drugs, how much alcohol did they drink for you to bite off your homeboy's ear?
Vacation at the Ocean's Edge Resort and Marina in Stock Island when one of the women in their group passed out. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says Williams was pushing the woman in a wheelbarrow, dumping beer on her and insulting her.
I know that women always talk about equal rights. The U.S. women's soccer team, they want to get paid the same amount as the men do. And look, I mean, the women have won way more World Cups. Hell, they could have won one World Cup and they would still have more than the men. But I think they've won like 4, maybe even 5. But, I mean, the last thing you do when you're out partying with a bunch of your friends, back to my friend Derek, Derek and Howard, when we all used to sleep over at Derek's house, you didn't want to be the first person to fall asleep because guess what? Or not fall asleep or pass out because you would have stuff done to you. You would have dicks drawn on your face. You would have every condiment that was in the kitchen. Every single thing you could think of would be in your hair, your face, every crevice that you could think of. So I don't understand why it's a big deal. Why is it a big deal that this was all done to a woman? It's not like they were physically harming this person. They were just dumping beer and kind of ribbing her a little bit. And if women want equal rights, then this is what guys do to each other when they're partying with each other.
Then the victim, as well as two other women, tried to step in. Investigators say Williams pushed the women to the ground and then choked the man and bit his ear off.
The more and more I'm actually hearing this story, this guy was either like on, I think PCP and angel dust is actually the same thing. Could be methamphetamines. Who knows? But like, seriously, or bath salts. Remember that dude down in South Florida that ate the guy's face off? Everybody called him a zombie. Yeah, he was on bath salts as well, too. I don't see somebody that is just piss-ass drunk biting off his buddy's ear.
Williams is charged with battery, aggravated battery, and battery by strangulation.
Once again, see, it's funny. I didn't even know these last two stories were even Florida involved. That 911 call, 407, definitely an Orlando area code. This happened in Florida. So I don't want anybody to think I'm anti-Florida. There just happens to be a theme. And when I come back after the break, I got another Florida-themed story to wrap up the show. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and hit that bell button as well, too, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or put up any new content. I've talked about this a lot. Some of the greatest memories that I have with my dad is watching Florida Gators football, University of Florida. And a lot of people are like, why do you root for the Gators? You didn't go there. Your dad didn't go there. Now, well, my dad grew up in the same county as Gainesville. And we always rooted for the Florida Gators. And even when I was working over in Tampa on the various radio stations that I did, during college football season, I would drive home every single weekend to watch the Florida Gators play. Even though, yeah, it sucked. It's a pain in the ass just to drive over for 2 days, but we did it. And one of my favorite memories with my dad was when the Florida Gators, we used to go to Gators Dockside right there in DeLand, right by the movie theater at Victoria Square 6 Theater, that shopping plaza there. They used to have an arcade, which is gone now. But we used to go to the Gators Dockside because we didn't have cable TV, and we would have to go to a place to be able to watch some of the Gators games. And we went there, and the Gators and the Seminoles played like they always do, final game of the season. The Gators lost by a field goal. Well, a lot of stuff had to happen for this rematch to happen and for the Gators to have a chance to win their first national championship, but they ended up getting a rematch against the Seminoles in the Sugar Bowl, and the Gators beat them 52-20. You know, we all have those numbers that we'll never forget. Like, we'll never forget our first phone number, our parents' phone number, home phone number. But 52-20 is always going to be ingrained into my mind because that is how much the Gators beat the Seminoles and won their first national championship. But I got to admit, I always respected Bobby Bowden. Even though Spurrier would take jabs, because that was just the way Spurrier was, but you really never, ever, I cannot tell you one time where I heard Bobby Bowden say anything bad about anybody. And I will say this, I was seeing the news reports, they said that he is the second winningest coach of all time behind Joe Paterno. I think all the wins that Joe Paterno, that record should be out the window because he knew what was going on. He had to have known what was going on with the whole Jerry Sandusky thing where Jerry Sandusky got caught having sex with a minor. You know, that whole story about the rhythmic slapping that the guy heard when he walked into the shower room. Yeah, Joe Pa, even though probably was a great guy, I really don't think he, I think he needs to vacate all those wins. Because in my mind, Bobby Bowden is the winningest coach in Division I college football. And unfortunately, Bobby Bowden passed away today.
The name Bobby Bowden is synonymous with Florida State football. After stints at Samford and West Virginia, Bowden took over the Seminoles in 1976, a program struggling for success, winning just four games the previous three seasons. But Bowden would change all that, and fast, and for the long haul.
You know how I said Spurrier used to take his little shots? Everybody remembers the free shoe university thing when some of the players got caught getting free shoes from like a Foot Locker or something. But Coach Spurrier actually tweeted out on his Twitter account. I don't even know if he runs it or not. I don't see Steve Spurrier being the type of guy. But I think that somebody dictated this for him. But this is what he had to say. Bobby Bowden was one of the all-time greatest coaches in the history of college football. He's the second winningest coach of all time behind Joe Paterno. No, he is the winningest coach. We had some good battles during my 12 years at Florida. He won most of them, and we won a few. I enjoyed our relationship after coaching as we served for Rising Stars, which helped young men and women from difficult backgrounds go to college and be successful. I really do think that's cool. Nick Saban, I'll post it on my social media, held a press conference and told a great story about Bobby Bowden. And, you know, for the most part, everybody looks at Nick Saban as an emotional asshole, but it was a great heartfelt story he told today during his press conference.
He won over 300 games in his 34 seasons with Florida State, victories including two national titles and 12 ACC championships, a National Coach of the Year six times, and the only coach in NCAA history to win 11 consecutive bowl games. His coaching pedigree has a family tree. His sons Tommy and Terry would go on to become head coaches.
I can't remember, but I gotta tell you, Terry Bowden was a hell of a coach. And I think Terry was the coach at Auburn University. And all of a sudden, he left. My dad always had a theory that Terry probably got caught banging one of the students. I'm saying this allegedly. I mean, I'm not saying that it is true, but Terry had a great powerhouse team at Auburn, and just all of a sudden, he left. Nobody ever knew why he left Auburn University.
Terry leaving his current job at the University of Louisiana Monroe in recent days to be at his father's side. Last month, the Bowden family announced Bobby had been diagnosed with a terminal medical condition. It was pancreatic cancer. In a statement to the Tallahassee Democrat, Bobby Bowden said, quote, "I've always tried to serve God's purpose for my life, on and off the field, and I am prepared for what is to come. My wife, Ann, and our family have been life's greatest blessing. I am at peace."
Anyways, much respect to Bobby Bowden. I mean, I'm just being honest. Even being a Gators fan, and to be honest, Bowden had the Gators number. He really, really did. I know that that was the case while Spurrier was there. I know FSU had some pretty lean years there when they were playing the Gators and stuff, but nothing but respect, love, and peace to Bobby Bowden and his family. Anyways, guys, I told you I didn't think I was going to go very long, but fuck, the show ended up being over an hour. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.